Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I am delighted to have Paul Duffy, Principal Product Marketing from Amazon Web Services, on with us today. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, nice to be with you.
So, Paul, this is the first time we've had Amazon on the program. I'm delighted to have you. Why don't you just start by introducing yourself and what you do within the world of Amazon Web Services?
Yes, I spend time thinking about how we can help customers better understand the range of cloud computing offers that Amazon Web Services provide.
So everybody equates Amazon Web Services with cloud computing. It's the leading solution out there. But I think what's less known is the divergent workloads that you're addressing for your customers and the diverse type of customers that you're engaging with and delivering cloud services. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, how you take a look at that market, how you segment it out, and what that means in terms of the types of solutions that you're building within Amazon data centers?
So we have a range of services that we offer customers around a lot of different capabilities. I mean, with many, many customers around the world running every imaginable use case on the platform, everything from compute and networking to storage to database to application services that help customers with the applications that they're building, to services that help customers easily deploy and manage the applications that they've got, and then easily acquire them with things like our marketplace that makes it very easy for customers to choose a solution that they want and very easily get going with it. So we have a very, very broad range of customers, from very small startups all the way to very, very large enterprises as well, with every imaginable use case that you could think of.
One of the things that I've heard a lot about is the fact that you guys are addressing not just application delivery, but also analytics capabilities to your customer base. Can you talk a little bit about what are the trends within the space of data analytics and what types of capabilities you're delivering that maybe customers weren't able to grasp before?
Sure. So, I mean, here we could be thinking for analytics, big data is one way of thinking that. And when we say big data, we tend to think of that as a collection of tools and techniques and technologies for working with data productively at any scale. One particular service we have called Amazon Elastic MapReduce provides a hosted Hadoop framework. So that helps customers process that data very, very easily at scale. And it has all of those kind of good things about the cloud. It's elastic. Customers don't need to do the work to manage the clusters or to tune them or provision them. They simply put their data in the cloud ready to process. They can launch a cluster within minutes, and they can easily scale the cluster up to process their workload faster. And then when they finish processing the data, they get the results they need so that they can make their decisions, and then they can turn the cluster off and they stop paying. So a good combination there of some of the elastic nature of the cloud and these newer tools and technologies to help customers get the results from the data so that they can make meaningful decisions for their businesses.
Are there some core capabilities that you need to think about in terms of the underlying infrastructure to be able to scale and deliver the types of response times in the cloud that your customers are demanding?
Yeah, and I think that's a very interesting question. I mean, for customers who run these Hadoop clusters in the cloud, they have lots of choice over what kind of underlying compute instances that they might be using and what kind of processing power they have. And some of the larger instances we have, like the cluster compute instances, which are powered by Intel Xeon E5 processors, they're going to process that data faster and let customers get to the results and make the decisions they might need to take based on analyzing that data more quickly.
Are there key determinants of what types of analytics are being delivered through a Hadoop cluster that require various types of services? And do you guys tier that? Or how do you make sure that you're delivering the right compute capability and the right scale to meet the various customer workloads?
Well, we provide customers with a choice of various sizes of instance, if you like, that have varying different processing capacity, memory capacity, and so on. So our focus is on that, is giving customers the choice so they can choose to use smaller instances, they can choose to use larger, I mean, these cluster compute instances, and they can make the decision to get the right kind of price performance characteristics. Some data, some analytics, they might want to do very quickly. Other data, it might be that the analysis process is less important, that it's done very, very quickly. So we give customers that kind of choice. And in terms of scale, customers don't need to worry about that. That's something that we focus on. So if a customer wants to add, you know, if they're running a cluster with, you know, 100 nodes for 4 days of the week and they want to scale that up to 800 nodes for 1 day, they don't have to be concerned with planning to do that. That's the stuff that we take care of. So it's very easy for customers if they have a spiky or unpredictable workload and they suddenly need to expand their footprint to process more of this data more quickly. It's really easy for them to do that.
And Paul, I guess the question that I have, and I think many of my listeners would be very interested in, is, you know, what is the size and scale of the data centers that Amazon is building to be able to deal with the capacity and the capabilities across all of these customers?
So we don't tend to talk about the specifics about the size of our infrastructure. What I can tell you is that we are very focused on making sure that customers have access to our services in a location that's convenient for them. So we have a number of regions across the world, and in within each region we have a concept of availability zones that are different, physically, geographically separate bits of infrastructure where customers can deploy applications for fault tolerance to make sure that they get the availability they want. So if a customer in Europe or Asia Pacific or in the US or South America wants to deploy that infrastructure, they can have consistent access to the same kind of services wherever they are.
In terms of collaboration, I know that Amazon and Intel have been working on a number of different initiatives. One of them is called the Power of 60. Are you aware of that program?
Yes, so I'm very familiar with that program. As you say, it's called the Power of 60. Customers can go to powerof60.com to learn more about that program. And that site has a number of pieces of information around explaining big data, how it works, and some case studies from organizations as diverse as NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, Yelp, and Schrodinger. So it gives some kind of case studies, some videos showing exactly how customers have been able to take advantage of the AWS cloud and Intel processors powering some of those cluster compute instances in some really diverse scenarios. And then the other thing for customers who are interested in trialing, there's an offer there that they can get 600 hours free supercomputing time, if you like. So they can sign up, get those 600 hours free, and go and start experimenting with data, learning about the services, and hopefully getting some meaningful information back.
And Paul, if folks want to reach out to Amazon to learn more about services beyond this Power of 60 program, is there a good way of getting in contact with Amazon or a particular website to learn about Amazon Web Services?
Yeah, the best place for customers to start is to go to aws.amazon.com. From there, they can learn about all the services. There are tutorials, there are demo videos, there are documentation, information about partners who can help out with stuff, and then the ability to easily sign up for an account. We have something we call the AWS free tier that lets people use the AWS cloud and experiment with a certain amount of resources for free. So they can do all of those things just by visiting that website, aws.amazon.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today, Paul. A pleasure to have Amazon on the show, and we hope to have you back soon.
Great. Thank you very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.